This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Here in the United States, there is violent weather along the Gulf of Mexico coast. Hurricane Barry, now a Category 1 storm, is unleashing heavy rain and maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. It is headed for landfall in Louisiana, with the city of New Orleans in its path. Large areas are without electricity. Some roads are underwater. Two coastal areas south of New Orleans were issued mandatory evacuation orders. The Coast Guard says already it's rescued about a dozen people from their homes. The National Hurricane Center warns that Barry is getting stronger and that there could be a deadly storm surge with wind and rain affecting more than 3 million people across Louisiana and the state of Mississippi. The main threat is flooding in low-lying areas, with special concern for New Orleans, which was devastated by Hurricane Katrina 14 years ago. New deliveries of components for Russia's S-400 air defense missiles are arriving in Turkey, heating up the flashpoint in Ankara's ties with the United States and NATO. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
The arrival of more parts of the air defense system aboard a fourth Russian cargo plane is occurring despite Washington's objections. The U.S. has repeatedly warned it will impose economic sanctions and kick Turkey out of the F-35 stealth fighter jet program if Ankara does not stop its S-400 purchase. Turkey has refused to bow to American pressure, saying its defense purchase is a matter of national sovereignty. Officials released a statement late Friday saying the procurement was not an option, but rather a necessity due to the nation's security concerns. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Gibraltar say they have released all four crew members of an Iranian tanker without charges after officials detained the vessel last week on suspicion of breaking European sanctions by taking oil to Syria. In a statement, the British Territorial Police said the sailors were freed on bail, but that the investigation was continuing and the ship remains impounded. From Washington, this is VOA News. Officials in Somalia say al-Shabaab militants launched a deadly attack on a hotel in the port city of Kismayo, and some death toll estimates have been as high as 33, with another 56 people wounded. Witnesses say the assailants targeted the building with a car bomb, then stormed inside. The government says among those killed in the attack, two journalists, a UN agency staff member, and a regional election political candidate. Officials in Kismayo also said at least four militants who carried out the assault were shot dead by security forces. More on al-Shabaab from AP's Andrew Meldrum.
Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. They were pushed out of Mogadishu and other major cities several years ago, but they still maintain a large presence in Somalia in the rural areas, and they carry out frequent suicide bombings and hotel attacks in the capital and now, as we see, in other important cities in Somalia.
That was AP's Andrew Meldrum. Some major sports news today in women's tennis. Seventh-seeded Romanian star Simona Halep has won her first Wimbledon title, defeating Serena Williams in straight sets. Here is AP correspondent Chris Bowers.
Once again, Serena Williams has frozen within reach of a record-equalling 24th Grand Slam singles title. She was taken apart by Simona Halep. The 6-2, 6-2 final decided by a mixture of Halep's trademark consistency and accuracy, allied to good serving, and Williams' inconsistency and uncharacteristic tentativeness. She was love 4 down in 11 minutes, lost the first set in 26, and despite trying to G herself up when she hit winners, they were isolated events, whereas the Romanians' phenomenal retrieving kept asking the question. It was all over in 56 minutes, leaving Williams still stranded on 23 majors, and the emotional weight of the 24th seems to get heavier and heavier. Chris Bowers, Wimbledon.
A report submitted to the UN Human Rights Council this week accuses Nicaragua of continuing to abuse human rights defenders and other opponents. Kate Gilmore is the Deputy UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Our office has received allegations that some of them were subjected to torture or ill treatment by correction officers. We are deeply concerned that human rights defenders and community leaders continue to be targets of attacks, of threats, harassment, and constant surveillance.
This week's report comes a year after Managua's violent crackdown on demonstrations nationwide. Thousands of protesters turned out today in Hong Kong. Things did not go well. Marching along the border with China, the demonstrators were demanding that Chinese traders stop buying goods in Hong Kong, then selling them for a profit on the mainland. The protest ended with police using pepper spray on the crowd. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Oh, hey. VOA1. The best music.